opinion of Yosef. The Tanakhama says that if you do shlishes, you're not mechuyev. But it's meduyig if you do arba, you are mechuyev. And Rabbi Yosef also says in Omad v'goder aseravias megalgul and all of us hakoil. So the Gemara has a whole shaila. What's the machloekes Tanakhama for Rabbi Yosef? Rav Huna learned that Rabbi Yosef and the Tanakhama are arguing that Rabbi Yosef is lechumra. Rabbi Yosef holds you pay dmei avonim, and the Tanakhama holds you only pay dmei kanim bezoil. But Chiya Barav argues. Chiya Barav holds that even like the Rabbi Yosef, the machmir, you only pay kanim bezoil. So for the Gemara, what are the Tanakhama holds? So if the Gemara, the Tanakhama holds agar netira, or the Gemara said a mahalich, we shanish near shlishes dikabeinayu. That according to the Tanakhama, you're only mechuyev on the doif and revi. And we had a great machlokes Rashi and Asach Rishonim against Tosfos in that shot. That according to Rashi, Balamor, Ramban, Asach Rishonim, be'emes, you should be mechuyev on everything. Nor there's a p'tur of kamdina, kvar zocha bedin, kvar mochloy, and that's why you potter. In Tosfos it was mevur if I carried the gang, that be'emes you potter in gansin. Either because of the Nenav Zalichas of Potter, or because of the Disagra of Vinatira Bezunza, there is a Bezunza Machayim on the Revi of Anan Sahadi that he would have paid for that. And we spoke about that already. Now comes the Gemara, a different lesson. And the Gemara brings two lashonis about Makif and Nikif Ikebeinayu. And it's important to realize, the Chasam Sofer already read Zorch, no one is Goyrus both of these Pshatim. It's a Machlaikis Rishonim, which one you should be Goyrus. The Erste Girsa, the Erste Yibayisayim of Makif and Nikif, is the Shita Sabal Amar. Rashi Abada can't learn like it, we'll see. Rashi Mishnah wasn't Gerzit. Can't be Gerzit. And the Lishna Achlina of Makif and Ikifiki Benayu, like we'll explain in a minute, is Mamish the Gemara and Baba Kama. The Stoma the Gemara and Baba Kama Dav Chof, the way the Gemara and Baba Kama Dav Chof, in the Sunya of Zenenem Zelen Chosr, the way the Gemara there, Nemzon Pshat in the Mishnah, it Nemzon on like the last Lishna Achlina. But first we'll talk about the first Lashon of Makif and Ikifiki Benayu, which is really the Shita Sabal Amor. There's a common Akudis in it. What the Lashon really says is, that Vaita, we're going with the theme that Rabbi Yosi is going to be the Machmir. The Tanakhama holds you only Mechoyev on the Revius by Omad Makif. But Omad Nikif, you Mechoyev everything. And Rabbi Yosi holds no, even by Omad Makif, you Mechoyev everything. Now there's something very interesting about this Lashon. Nothing changed. The Emes, according to this Lashon, where Ram is doing the Pshat that the Gemara said a minute before. That the Machloikas Tanakhama and Rabbi Yosi is that by an Omad Makif, when the Makif is Makif, you may have a Ruchaisov. Rabbi Yosi holds you mechuyev to pay for all four, and the Tanakhama holds no, you only mechuyev to pay for the fourth. It's mamish vayter being mamshich the mesoira of rishonish nishlish and zikabeinayim that by an omad makif the Tanakhama only pays for the fourth, and Rabbi Yosi pays for all four. Grant we're adding a knech that by omad nikif even the Tanakhama is going to be moizer. Besaid, azaytad your knech. It's not mishan and the etzemos of the pshat. Rashi Abad can be goyrus like this. First of all, Rashi in the Mishnah is goyrus im omad nikif. There's a big shayla that we show him in Rabbi Yosi Oymar im omad. Does it? Are you goyris im Omad Nikif? If you goyris im Omad Nikif, then avada, you cannot go with this pshat. Because according to this pshat, the ikr taisefes of Rabbi Yosi is that even by makif you mechoyev. You can't be madgish im Omad Nikif, megalgan al masakoyev. If by nikif, everyone holds you mechoyev. And Rabbi Yosi is being moisef at taisefes that by makif you also mechoyev for esonish converted. Also, there's a shayla when you tell the lomdis. According to the Rishonim, that Rishonish Nishlishis is potter because it was already Kamdina. So what's the pshat? Omad Nikif is suddenly Mechayiv more. How could Omad Nikif be Mechayiv more? It was already Kamdina. With all the lomas, he was Megaladah. He wants to pay for it. But he was already potter. Obermanas, this is an akuda to realize. The Balamor Lamaisa learns like that. The Balamor learns that the ptur of Rishonish Nishlishis is because of Kamdina. And nevertheless, the Balamor learns he's Geras this Girsa that if it was Omad Nikif, you are Mechayiv. What do you mean he was Megala? Good, but he's potter because of Kamdina. That staying down, we're going to buy this, he's like more than Omad Nikif is a new Mechayiv. It's a new Mechayiv that he's taking the Hano. He was Omad and did it himself. Evil Nemen the Hano. This that it was already Rishonish Nishlishis, you were already Potter because of Kamdina. That was on the old Mechayiv. But Omad Nikif, Vert Anayim Mechayiv. There's one last Torah though, in this Girsa, on Toysus fans. Toysus had learned that the MSU Potter and everything, why do you pay for the fourth? Because there's an answer how the everyone's willing to pay, at least for one more. Anan Sahadi is willing to pay for the fourth. Frek the Chashayim of Alabat. This is interesting. We have a matamir that the market already did three walls. Came the Nikif and went and made the fourth wall. Zogan there. Oh, Omad Nikif and he made the fourth wall. He's Megaladas that he's willing and he wants everything. Send him a bill for the whole Gishas. Farvos. Of course he made the fourth wall. Anan Sahadi. Ein Lecha Adam, Toysa says. Was this Ken Mensch? Ein Lecha Adam. Yeder Mensch would pay for the fourth. So you're telling me that the fact that he went and built the fourth is going to show you he was Megaladas, he wants the whole Geshef. Forget, he wants the fourth. He's a mensch. Every mensch wants the fourth. If there's a few Balabatish who threw into this, maybe twice as far that you're willing to pay for the fourth is you're willing to pay for half of a fourth wall. Not the whole fourth wall.
one group.
Also, maybe you're willing to pay for the fourth wall. But the imam is going to go build it. That's where he shows you Magal Adasi to freedom with everything. And on Saturday, you're willing to pay for the fourth, not go build it. Also, we're going in Chiyah Barav that all you pay for is Kanan Bezoil. There's an Anansahadi that a person's willing to pay Kanan Bezoil a fourth wall. This Nikif went and built a Evan fourth wall. Those are Kol Minei Balabat Shekhnechim, why over here there will be a Gili Das. Even though there's an Anansahadi, you're willing to pay for, I'll say that all the truth in one shot. Even though there's an Anansahadi, you're willing to pay for half of a Kanan Bezoil, but if you go build a full Evan Koisel, that already is a Gili Das. Upper again, can't find those all good truths. Upper Be'emes, you could say better that Omad Nikif is an under Mechayiv. Omad Nikif is an under Mechayiv, and it's not Negei anymore. The Marshal Toysis learns why you put her on the first three and only an Ansahadi's Mechayiv on the fourth, because you're able to say Lidhi Sagan Libin Atira Barzuza. Yeah, that's Kolzman, you Mechayiv him because he did it for you, and you could say Lidhi Sagan. The minute you're an Omad Nikif, you're being Mechayiv because you're taking the Hanum. Now there's no more Lidhi Sagan, you're taking what's being given to you and you're taking it, you're taking Koyslam of Avonim. Now there's no more Lidhi Sagan Libin Atira Barzuza, the Omad Nikif is going to be Mechayiv. Kol that was the Lishna, the first Lashon of Makav Nikif. The Lishna Achmini of Makav Nikif Ibnayu is usoistically different than all the other ones. First of all, it's the setup is different though. A lot of Chalukim, it's Chalukim from all the other ones. First of all, we're setting up, and now Rabbi Yossi is going to be the Mekel. And Be'emes, let's read Dorch for just a minute. This is the Mefarshi Gemara of a Kama that learns like this Lashon. That the Tanakam is Mechayiv you, Bein Omad Makif, Bein Omad Nikif. And Rabbi Yossi comes to be Megal. Im Omad Nikif, if you're Goyrus, that's what it means. Im Omad Nikif, Megal, and Elvasakol. And let's just read off the Gemara and Baba Kama is Medayik, both ways. The Gemara and Baba Kama first is Medayik, the Tana Kama. The Tana Kama says, Daf Kif, there's three. But if there's four, you Mechoyiv, Bein Omad Makif, Bein Omad Nikif. Why? I, it's the Nenem is Eloi Choser. Nemt on the Gemara that it's a Matzah, Bein Makif is the Nenem is Eloi Choser. We'll explain. So if the Gemara, it's a Rai, that the Nenem is Eloi Choser is Chayiv. And the Gemara is Matzah. Maybe over here it's Choser, because it's At Garamkni, a Kefi Yisera. A minute later, the Gemara says, we have a Bakar to see it. Rabbi Yossi says, only Imam Adnik if you're Mechoyim. But also, Imam Adnik if you're going to be Potter. Why are you Potter? Must be because the Nenem is Eloi Choser, is Potter. And the Gemara is Matcha, no. Maybe there's another Siva that you're Potter, because with the Saga, you're in a Tira Barzuzah. Which, interesting, it doesn't mean you're Potter in Gansan. You got to pay Chosh the price of an Tira Barzuzah. But you're Potter. Only in a Tira Barzuzah. Doesn't look like Potter. This was the end of Lashon of the Gemara. Now you have to understand, in this Lashon of the Gemara, according to Rabbi Yossi, Omad Makif, a Makif that makes you all four walls, you're Potter. But if it's Omad Nikif, you're Mechoyim. Let's explain. How many Pshatim do we have why Omad Makif is Potter in this Pshat and Rav Yossi? Two Pshatim, the Hamin of the Gemara and Baba Kama, and the Dichur. Let's deal with both. First, the Gemara thought that the Pshat and Rav Yossi is because the Nenem is Ali Chasar is Potter. And afterwards, you say, no, the reason you're Potter is because of Lili Saga, the Benefit of Barzuz. So why is Omad Nikif different? Let's work our way backwards. Like the Matskona, that the reason you're Potter by Omad Makif is because you can say Lidi Di Sagi Libi Natira Barzuza. But Omad Nikif, you can't say that because you went yourself and you went and built it. You can't go anymore say Lidi Di Sagi Libi Natira Barzuza. You showed you also went and built the fourth Kaisel of Evan. You're upbragging the Lidi Di Sagi Libi Natira Barzuza. And it's beautiful. The Omad Nikif is Magala Das. Omad Makif and does all for your Potter because of Lidi Di Sagi Libi Natira Barzuza. Omad Nikif is Magala As of his great of Tzolim. But according to the Havamin of the Gemara, this is Bitter Shver, Taisis Asa Kash, I want to read a few Chosh of Yisoidis on this Knei. The Gemara that have me the thought that the reason why you part of my Makis is because of Pashit, it's a Nenem, it's Eloi Choser. So what does it mean, Omad Nikif is Chayiv? He was Megaladas, he wants to, he's willing to. Oh, Bevelechem Chayiv, Nene, Yoyred, Mishtarsi, Makif, what are you Mechayiv for? We're going that the Nenem is Eloi Choser, is Potter. So he himself did it, is Vos, Mitvelechem Chayiv. It's not Oizgal, the Gedorim of Nene. It's a Makif of Zeh, Nene, it's Eloi Choser. You're not Mechayiv to pay. So why is Omad Nikif Mechayiv? There's kind of Shotim in them. We'll read a few. Rav Shimon Stop goes that it's Mechoyiv Alf Mishtar Shilei. We already spoke, we used it, I borrowed this before. I used Mishtar Shilei to explain the Anansahadi Mechayivim of Toysis twice. Toysis uses the concept of Mechayiv of Anansahadi by the Doifin Revi and by the Kanan Bezoil. But Rav Shimon Stop is saying that the Omad Nikif, Bibalti was Megala, now it's Badoyis, he wants, then he's Mechoyiv Alf Mishtar Shilei. And we already know in Mishtar Shilei there's no Tanai of Zenenim Zali Chosin. In Nen, it is a Tanai of Zenenim Zali Chosin. In Yoyrid, we saw there's also a Tanai, even though Yoyrid has different Kedorim, we spoke. But there's a Tanai of Zenenim Zali Chosin. And if Zenenim Zali Chosin is Potter, you're Potter. But Omad Nikif is Mechoyev Alf Mishtar Shilei. There's another Pshat, I think Rav Nochum says, the Pnei Yeshua says, doch, that the Ptor of Zenenim Zali Chosin is Midas Zoyim. It's doch Midas Zoyim. You're Nene, anyway he's not Chosin, he's Nene, you're not Chosin, what's months to him? But if he's Megala, that he's willing, he's the freedom. Can me the Shadoim is this nish? Like, I'm me the Shadoim. He also wants, he's willing also. Why shouldn't he pay 50% and be a Shadavir in the building here? It's not me the Shadoim anymore, if he's Megala, that he's willing. And if the connector of the Ptur of the Nanav Zalechoser is Midas Doim, the Ginnidas makes it always Midas Doim. The Nachas Dovah goes with a different Mahalach, which we're going to use the Hemshech, that over here, Al Yedei the Omad Nikif, he's Magal Adas, that he wants to be Koinah. And we're not dealing with a Chiv of Nanav Echlal, it's a new word that he wants to become, he wants to make a Kinyan, and he wants to be a Shutif Beshova in the Koislech. So we're going to talk about that a lot in the Hemshech, but that's also another Mahalach in Omad Nikif. In the Pnei Shulam, Mishlei Tepes HaKnech, he says, the Gemara Nandon, it's Zanenev Ezelei Choser. Why did Zanenev Ezelei Choser? If you learn, we're talking about the Kaisless Pneumias. It's not Choser, he did it because of you. So you have to say, no, he did it for himself. But if Yenis shows that he's willing also, then it's Taka considered Choser. It's Einfach. That Al Yedei, the Omad Nikif, then it's just Taka called Choser. The only shot like that, that it's Taka considered Zanenev Ezelei Choser. The Omad Nikif makes it into a Gilui, that it's Mugdar as Choser. It's a Chidus Nikif shot. But again, the basic shot we're telling about, either it's a numachai of mishtarshi, or it's misalat to midas doim, or it's kinyan. Yeah. Now we have omad makif and we have omad nikif. And according to we're going to maskon of the gemara of Bakama, that omad makif Rabbi Yosi also is potter. Two reasons: either the end of the chaser is potter, or l'didis lag b'netir b'azuzah. But omad nikif has an egg in a machayev. The Rambam Torah Shulchan Aruch paskin omad makif is chayev. They pass him like the Tanakama, if you go with this Lashon HaKafon. They pass him that Omad Makif is Chayiv. They say, Sloishnov is Omad Nikif, Loishnov is Omad Makif. Nevertheless, the Rambam, when he brings down the Halach of Omad Nikif, and where did the Gazach? The Rambam brings, if the Makif does all four walls, Yimachoyev, Nene. If the Makif does three and then the Nikif does the fourth, also Yimachoyev, because you were Megalad Das that you wanted. Why did the Rambam have to say Megalad Das? When do you need Gilui Das? If you hold that Omad Makif is Potter. And for whatever reason we spoke, now you need a new Mechayiv of the Giloy Das of the Omad Nikif, then it's Givaldi. But the Rambam passes Omad Makif is Chayiv. If the Makif himself does all four walls, you're Mechayiv. Vos after Oishtrigin by Omad Nikif, that the Chayiv is because of the Giloy Das. It's a Grois Estel. So there is a plan to say that the MS Omad Makif is also because of the Giloy Das. Who says he wants it? There's the fact that he kept quiet. He's Megala Das that he's Sifrin. Avad by a Makif also, the guy next to Machon says, Lehedi is not interested, he won't have to pay. So Omad Makif is also a Giloy Das. So stop and call, the Rambam is very good. But Omad Makif is a Gilui Das because he kept quiet. Omad Nikif is also a Gilui Das because he actually went there and was Mishtatif and in the building. Everything is Gilui Das. In the Prisha state, in Kufnan Chesek, Reis Lechidish, he says that Omad Makif and Omad Nikif attack two different worlds. Omad Makif is only Mechoyev when the Makif Taka built all four walls. He gave you a full package deal. He gave you the finished product. Then you Mechoyev as the Nenef. By Omad Makif, they made only three. And then the Nikif made the fourth. There's Taka not the Mechoyev of Omad Makif. Because he didn't give you the finished product. But his Kharad a new Mechayev. The Nikif was Megalad Das. And your Mechayev was there. But Yitaka always have to come on to Omad Nikif. Omad Makif is Mechayev because the Makif gave you a full Nenef. Omad Nikif doesn't have that Mechayev. Nor Omad Nikif has the Mechayev of Kiloy Das. Chidish Godel Adina. Omad HaMakif the Godel Sholosh Mechitzos. The Bo Ish Zor. The Hikif has a Revis. Potter. You don't have to pay. Mitzad the Mechayev of Makif. The Makif didn't give you the full Geshef. Mitzvah the Nikif, there's no Gilui Das, he didn't do anything. It's Taka, oi, oi. It's not that it's Nichla. Makif is Mitzvah all four. Nikif Taka doesn't have that Mechayiv. It's interesting, there's a Diktuk in Lashon Rashi. Rashi has Red Zdorcha Havmina. Maybe you're only Mechayiv by Omad Makif and not by Nikif. He's trying to work out. Kilo in the Gemara, we're muttering, what's the Machlekes, Tanakam and Rav Yaisi? Rashi has a Dorcha. Maybe you're only Mechayiv by Omad Makif. So Rashi, that can't be. If Omad Makif is Chayiv, Kolskein Omad Nikif is Chayiv. What does he mean, Kolskein? You can clear a room. We're saying now a word, it's not possible because it's Yesh Bacham Asayimon. Every Omad Makif has a Mechayiv Omad Makif. But we're saying now differently. Omad Makif is one Mechayiv. It's not that he gave it all four. Omad Nikif Taka doesn't have that because the Makif only delivered three. Now there's a new Mechayiv. Maybe Rashi is not a spirit of that. Maybe it's still a Kolskin. This word that a Nikif is Megal Das is a Kolskin from the Makif Mechayiv. But it's a big Chiddush that there's Taka two separate Mechayiv. Now there's another Shmuz in Omad Nikif. For under Maisa with the Beis Yosef. The Beis Yosef says if a person was Makif, you two Mechayiv. But Omad Nikif, and he made the third Mechitza, Zogte Beis Yosef, if Makif made two, and the Nikif made the third, Zogte Beis Yosef, so the Nikif should pay for the fourth. So that's a confusing halacha. He says, if the Makif did two, and the Nikif did the third, the Nikif should pay for the fourth. We'll explain that Avada the Beis Yosef is going in a specific case that it's a perfect square. And what he really just means is that if it's Omad Nikif the third, he's Mechayiv to pay the half. But since it's a perfect square, and the Makif already did two walls, and the Nikif did the third wall, so he says, let the Nikif do the fourth wall, pay for the fourth wall. But the Emet is not a Yesoid, you're paying for a fourth wall. The Yesoid is that Makif does two, and the Nikif does a third. There's a Mechayiv of Omad Nikif, there's a Giloy Das of Omad Nikif. Shrine Allah. But there's no Hanoi yet, there's only three walls up there. How could there already be a Chiv? There's only three walls.
and a body. When he says pay for the fourth, he means because there's already a chiv, and he already put up two. And per se, it's only in a case when it's exactly a perfect square. Otherwise, you have to cheshbon the price difference, the size. But that's what he says. And there are arguments. It's a whole tumult. There are more. The ksois. Ganz a tumult. The ksois comes out at the end. What's the time of the Beis Yosef? I just know Hanoya. He learns up in the Beis Yosef. We mentioned this in the Nachas Dobit a few minutes ago. That Omad Nikif is a Machayev al Stakinyan. You Magalas, you want to be kainer. Forget about Hanoya. You want to be kainer. He made two walls. You made a third wall. You're showing you're interested in this geschäft over here. You're buying in. Okay, make the fourth wall. Make a perfect square. Gevaldik. Does up the Beis Yosef. But it's a naive art. That Omad Nikif makes you want to be kainer. And that's why even if it's not full Hanoya. It's interesting. It's Mefarshim the Perushim Mishnayis Mishpazak. The Perushim Mishnayis is Mefarsh that Abadi you're not mechayev to all four walls. And the Velt says the Chayev Mamish not like the Beis Yosef. But there's a cop out. Ken Zayin is the Richtige Malach. Maybe there's a chiluk between the Mechitzas Chitzoyis and the Mechitzas Pnimiyis. In the inside walls, you could say this word. He wants to be kind, right? The inside guy wants to be kind of the walls that are in between him and the outside guy. If it's Mechitzas Chitzoyis, he's not investing in walls that are hundreds of feet away from his field. So it's Gevaldik. When did the Beis Yosef say that by Makif doing two and the Nikif does the third, that you want to buy in, and even if there's no Hanoi, if you're kind of, that's why the Mechitzas Pnimiyis. Where did the Rambam and Pirush and Mishnayis say that there's nothing doing, no bill being sent in the mail till all four walls are on? That's in the Mechitzas Chitzoyis. And could be Be'etzim, because Soyla Dovri maybe agrees to the Beis Yosef. By Omad Makif, we have Omad Makif of all four, and we have Omad Nikif on the fourth, and we spoke now to Beis Yosef, Omad Nikif the third. What's by a classic case when the Makif did all four walls? And interesting to Shaila. The Makif did four walls, but he did Shloisha of Afonim, and the fourth one he only did Kanan Bezoil. According to Rav Huna, that the Emes is supposed to pay Afonim. He had made all four of Afonim to pay Afonim. But here, that's not what he built you. He built you three of Afonim and one of Kanan Bezoil. For Anasad and the Paiskin, you only have to pay Kanan Bezoil all the walls. Because the same way, when there's three walls and you left it empty on the fourth, there's no Chiv at all yet, because Kozman that it's parts may Ruach Revias, huts to garnish Kitan. Kimoikain, if there's three walls and a kind of bezoil on the fourth wall, maybe kind of bezoil is a part. You only sell two kind of bezoil, so the Nikif only has to pay for kind of bezoil on all the walls. But Be'emes, I never understood this. Lemaisa, had the market only made all four walls of kind of bezoil, you would also be paying him 50% of kind of bezoil. Between me and you, statistically, Pashat, three walls of Avonim and one of Kanem Bezoil has much more chance, unless you say it doesn't connect good with the Kanem, but assuming that's not the issue, it's going to last longer and less of a chance of it falling apart. How could it be that you send him the same bill for paying when he would make him all four of Kanem, and if he would make only three of Evan and one of Kanem? Or, but Nanich, you'll say such a Hanocha. That Taka, if he makes you three of Avonim and the fourth one of Kanem, you will have to pay more. Then we have a Gevaldik and Afkamina Klapi the Prisha. Haramais. Makif did three of Evan and one of Kanim, you'll charge him for Evan for the first three. If the Makif does three of Evan and then the Nikif goes and does Kanim Azol in the fourth, the Nikif only is going to pay for Kanim Azol. That's all the Gili Das was. And you don't have the Machayev if he gave you a finished product. You don't have the Ahmed Makif Machayev. You only have the Ahmed Nikif Machayev. But that's Chedush. There's another aura I wanted to be Mavar the Indian. According to Chiba Rav, we always say Kanim Azol. Right? The guy built you four walls of Avonim, but you pay for Kanim Azol. What if it's Ahmed Nikif? I don't understand. The guy built three walls of Avonim. Oh, man, Nikif made the fourth wall of Avonim. And then you tell the Nikif, fine, now pay me Kanim Bezoil. He's telling you with the Doi Sagile, the Kanim Bezoil, he himself built Evan also. Rav Chiya Barav didn't say his din in such a case. The terrace is, if there's already three walls of Avonim, the guy had no choice. He had to be mashlamit with Avonim. But he only has to pay Kanim Bezoil, and you'll minus it off on his bill. He has to pay 50% of what Kanim Bezoil would cost. He already put you up a fourth wall of Evan, and he's only paying for 50% of Kanim Bezoil. Could be he's going to get even a refund, or Kapanim, he's going to pay a lot less. If you would make a all four of Avonim, you send him a bill in the mail for what? For 50% of the Hekif Kanim Bezoil. Meanwhile, the Nikif was Oymen and ready made the fourth wall of Evan. You have the Cheshbon Rois for how much he owes. The Rambam Zetzadayim, the whole sugi over here by a churva, not by a pickup. I'll read enough of them. Why did the Rambam Zetzadayim by a churva? To say the Rambam Zetzadayim that four houses fell and a guy started rebuilding all the houses. And Gurade, when you built all the houses and the inside, the guy suddenly, presto, he has a house. He has four walls. Well, he has to put up as a roof now. And he has, Mimela, he has a house built up. He has four walls in his Shetach, and he has a house built. Why did the Rambam Zetzadayim the sugi by churva and not by bika? Asach read enough of them, the Magen Mishnah, the Kesef Mishnah, all the nice came, we'll see in a minute. But first, Etzem Shtel. The Rambam is aware that it's churva and it's Meduya Klor, the Rambam. This is Yisoy, like we said, that it's not Afnene, it's Pasha that you're kind of the walls. First of all, the Rambam Zetz is denying that it's Taka 50% in yours and 50% by him, and you're being kind of the walls. And we mentioned this idea already. We mentioned it in the Nachlis David, for Omad Nikif. We mentioned it for the Beis Yosef, that if you only made two and the Nikif made a third, you're Mechoyev. Where's the Hanah? He said, Vaitis, Yisoy of Kenyan. We'll use it for a few things still, the Hemshech. Oh, but the Rambam also, they say it's Yisoy of Kenyan. But there's a Groysa Kash on this chat. before all the other details, there's a Grois Akasha. There's a Gemara in Babakama Daf Chof. The Gemara in Babakama Daf Chof brings down our Mishnah. And it starts kvetching and making the yukim. That if the Tanakama says, you mechoyim by Omad Makif, it's right that the Nenem of the Chosr is Chayiv. And then it brings, and it says, a Dichoy. At Garantle, okay, if you say it, it's considered Chosr. Then it brings the Seifa, and it says, the Rabbi Yossi Pad is only when it's Omad Nikif, he's Machayiv. When it's Omad Makif, you Potter. And why? The Gemara must be because the Nenem of the Chosr is Potter. And the Gemara gives a Dichoy. With the Disagam Tir Basuza. So Shmus the Charom, the Nenem of the Chosr. Vemin Retov Zanenem Zalei Chosr. Meretov Egan Amachai, because you want to be kinder. Where does the Shmuz of Zanenem Zalei Chosr come in? It's a Grois Shvel. We'll see some more Pratim in the Rambam, but the Etzim fact that he wants to learn the Sugi is Kenyan. The Gemara Baba Kama Shmuz Tich the Ganze Tzayit Egan Zanenem Zalei Chosr. Zot Rabbi Kiva Eger, it's Botan Dem Zoysel Yehuda, a Mavel Dike Vartzi. Yeah, you were Magal Adas, you want to be kinder. The guy sent it to you, he built you the walls, you want to be kinder. Why do you want to be kinder? Because otherwise he's going to send you a bill for the Hanok. Atem zok di gemara, pashim tzol. If zenen of zelich chaser is potter, so then you don't want to be kinder. You don't want, loy mi nehi, loy mi ksasa, you don't want anything, you're not interested. But if zenen of zelich chaser is chayiv, so he's going to charge you for the hanah. He's going to charge you. Mr. Shain, you'd rather buy it already, and that's it. So avad, it's middle dolly. If the tanakam is mechayiv because you're kinder, must be because zenen of zelich chaser is chayiv. If zenen of zelich chaser will be potter, you wouldn't want to be kinder. If Rabbi Yossi potters, you don't want to be kinder. Why not? Because anyways, you're not mechayiv. Zanen of Zalich Chosr is potter. Memele, you don't want to be kinder. Come to life that Be'emes and the Shoyer Shadavar, you want to be kinder. But it's totally if Zanen of Zalich Chosr is chayiv. Now we get to the Mahaloch of the Baal Amor and Ramban and the Sugya, but maybe before we say the Baal Amor and Ramban, I want to do it in that open. It's a very chashiv and akudah. This is really being marked. The whole Sugya over here. The akudah is like this. There's Be'emes and Hagdom. There's a Grois Akash in this whole Sugya. When you start the sugya, we're talking about a bikkur. And it says, if a guy made you three walls in between the bikkur, you're not mechayiv, there's no hanoyah, garnished. He made you a fourth wall, then we start talking. He said, nena, yoy, rezakim, tzotzach. Versteitzach nisht. Are we talking in a bikkur when it's nohagu ligdor, or loy nohagu? And mechayiv is a kashim, a monim shoch, a kushi adira. If it's nohagu shaloy ligdor, that means people aren't noyah to make a dorm. People couldn't kill us, they don't care about the behemoth, they don't care about the ezagri, nohagu shaloy ligdor. So even if you make all four walls, what hanoi are you giving him? What hanoi are you giving him? It's not noi to be goyim. Elamai, it's a mokum shen nohagu ligdor. If it's a mokum shen nohagu ligdor, so then go back to that base where he has to build you four walls, and then he sends you a bill. You start fighting. You only build me three. There's not hanoi yet. I was megaladas. The base. Boynas the kaisel bamsa. Mokum shen nohagu. Bicker. Mokum shen nohagu. Boynas the kaisel bamsa. Is this a grace in a monoshach? Are we talking about nohagu ligdor? Well, noi nohagu ligdor. And a monoshach is fair. The Mishnah says that if you only build three, there's no hanoi yet, you're not mechoyim. By four, there's hanoi. Mamonoshach, if you're mechoyim, make a dance, even if you build you one, pay for one. If you're not mechoyim, then make a dance, because no one does these things, so why even by four are you mechoyim? And we'll add a connect, the Magen Mishnah is moistus. On the side that it's loy nohagu ligdor, you're going to be mechoyim for nene. Zokter alosh, mahayilu chachomim betaka nosa. Chazal said you don't have to build a bikkur. Ain't I mechoyim. Mishnah that begs, nohagu shaloy ligdor, by a bikkur, ain't I mechoyim. What ain't I mechoyim? The neighbor's going to build it and then charge you for it. Ma'ilu, they're telling you at the end that you're not mechoyev, he'll build it and then pay, make him make you pay. Is Al Rishonim fragging this kasha? Al Rishonim. But let's work it out. Rashi and the Rashbam go with a gang. Lo'oyla, there was a bigger Nohagu Shaloy Ligdor. And that's why you're not mechoyev. And if the Samas they build one or two or three, you're not mechoyev. No, they say a word that when you build all four, there's a new mechayev of Nene. Maybe else Behemoth Takan, not a sign horror. There's a whole shayla, is it Behemoth sign horror? There's the Yukon, Lakan, Lakan, we already talked about. But they're saying a vartya that really we're talking about Nohagu Shaloy Ligdor. Aye, what was the Mamana Shach Kasha like that? That if it's Nohagu Shaloy Ligdor, even by four, there shouldn't be Mechayiv. So they said, no, by four, there's a Chayiv of Nene. Toys this in Boba Kama, how does he get out of this Kasha? He says, we're talking about the Mechitas Chitzoyni, it's Reminish, we're not talking about the Mechitas in between them. Forget about it, it's Nohagu Ligdor, Loy Nohagu Ligdor, it's not Negeya. We're talking about the Mechitas Chitzoyni. Oh, and I'll add on, Grad, it is Negeya. Because even if you're talking about the Mechitas Chitzoyni, what's the purpose of those Mechitas Chitzoyni? To prevent animals. If we're going that the bikkur is nohagu ligdor and you anyways mechuyev meikaradin to build has a gear walls between them, the male of the inside guy has no behema problems. So you grab the vitamin because that's an by a bikkur mokum shenogu shloi ligdor for a zaitika problem. Otherwise it wouldn't be negated if the elis of behemis. But that, okay, say, oh, but that's how Tosfos learns the sugya. We're talking about nohagu, we're talking about mechitas chitzonis. That's the tzveita mahalach. The Rambam also was bothered by this kasha, zogin ben noisa kelim. How did the Rambam answer the kasha? That we're talking about churva, we're not talking about bikkur. Taka Bika is Nohagu Shaloy Ligdor is Potter and Gansen. Maybe you're Potter even if you build all four. I'll say it again. Even if maybe by a Bika it was Nohagu Shaloy Ligdor, even if he built you all four walls. You're not giving me any Anah. What Anah? What Anah? The Noilam is Noyag not to build walls in. Zok the Rambam a Teretz to the Kasha, because we're talking about Churba. It's a Drinda Teretz to the Kasha. We'll move along. The Baal Amor also says a teres to the kasha. Noch a teres. Grois the chedushin. Was zog the Baal Amor? As Mo'ilom zog the Baal Amor, we're talking about that the sugi is going, it's a bika, nagu, ligdor. And we're talking about the inside wolf. And why did the Baal Amor do that? The chayre, right now, if we stop here, we're in big trouble. If it's nagu, ligdor, so why only are you mechoyim when you build all four? You mechoyim me'ikar adin, wall for wall for wall. Ask the mishnah on that bay. Bika, nagu, ligdor, boiner, it's a kaisel dancer. We'll put it on hold for 1 minute. Let's see the Barto Wood. Why did the Baal Amor do this to us? The terraces. The Baal Amor held if it would be bigger, novel, shaloy ligdar. There was parts of him that even if you do all four, you're not mechayim. There's not enough. And he didn't want to learn we're talking about mechitis chitzainis. So the Baal Amor, meret hak bigger, novel, ligdar. And so the Baal Amor, if the guy would come to you and he would say, here's a chayim, there's a mishnah base, you mechayim, let's build a wall together, he could be tevei. Hezekriah. No, if he went and built it, now he lost out. Because if he went and built it, now there's no Hezekiah. Rabbi, you can't see him now. So there's no Hezekiah. There's no Machiv. Only when you make all four, now comes the Chiv of Nene. Also, Chayin Hor, also Hezekiah, also Behemoth, I'm not sure. Oh, but there's the Naim Chayin. He messed himself up. Now, what's the pshat? We spent the whole beginning of the Perek explaining that the Chiv of Koisel is not Stam. Maybe it starts from Hezekiah, but it becomes a Chiv Koisel. If it becomes a Chiv Koisel, who cares if he built it or he didn't build it yet? He wants you to pay 50% of the Koisel. This Baal Amor is a moiri tiki idea for the beginning of the parrot. It's a marvel that the Baal Amor has to know this. The Baal Amor learns that the Yisoid of Hezekiah is glat or tvias mazik. So Kovman is no wall yet. He says, Gival, you're looking at me. And then he has a tvias. Al tizikani. The minute you went and built the walls, no more tvias. You can't come to him with a tiny of al tizikani. This grand walls. He says, Chzenish, Chzenish. Vertanaya mazik. If you put up all four, he can manu al senen. But the chiv is taka a tvias mazik. And the tvias mazik is only Kovman. There's no wall yet. It's a whole new pshat on the sugi here, but it's a mabel de kechidish for the gedor of Hezekiah. Mabel de kechidish. On the other hand, it's called the pastas. No, we boy from a lot of rias that wasn't together. It was a chiv koisel. The Baal Amor is chazaron to the way to the muskel rishon. Asach mentions the muskel rishon al kaponim. That it's a tvias mazik. Now the Ramban right away argues on the Baal Amor. Now some people think that Ramban's arguing goof for this raid, Hezekiah raid. I saw Andrew say as well. The Ramban argues, no. What do you mean? Who cares if you built it? You're still mechoyer there. Koisel. Perik and Jerusalem. So what the Ramban says. The Ramban and Melchemis also holds like the Baal Amor. He also holds that the Chiv of Hezekiah is a Tvias Mazik. And the Emes, you can only mon it, cause there's no wall. The minute there's a wall up, you can't mon it anymore. Now the Ramban has an Einfall of Akasha. For there, it's Grader, it's the Nenev is a Chosser. Why does the Gemara of Abakama say the Nenev is a Loi Chosser? It's Chosser, he did it because of you. And the Baal, he could have moned you before you built it, even when he built it, it should be called the Nenev is a Chosser. Why does the Gemara of Abakama call it the Nenev is a Loi Chosser? Thus is the Ramban's Akasha. But even though we have Sayyid Ramban and Sayyid Baal Amor that are learning that the Chiv of Hezekiah is only a Tviyas Mazik, and it's only because man is no Koisel, and the Sukhya of Makif over here is talking about a Bikur by Nagul Ligdor, and if he would ask you, Tevei, you to build a wall Mitchila, you would be Mechoyim, because it's a Mishnah Dabbeg, Nikaradin, he has a Tviyas Mazik. Bikur, Nagul, it is Mechoyim. No, he went and built it. The minute he built it, there's no Tviy anymore. Now you can only be Mechoyim, as Nenet. No, the Ramban has a Kasha. Why does the Gemara in Baba Kama say it's called the Nenet of Zeloi Chaser? It should be called Chaser. The Baal Amor fears ois. That there's a machloikas asugis between Baba Kama and Baba Basra. What does the Baal Amor mean? Parshat Pshat, I'll take two pshat. He doesn't say clearly, he says it's a machloikas asugis. Parshat Pshat is, I already mentioned in the beginning, the Baal Amor was goyrus like the first makif in Nikifiki Benayim. The Baal Amor was goyrus that Rabbi Yossi is the machmer that we're continuing with the theme of all the other tzuritzim. And he's not goyrus to Lishna Achrina. I said, no one's goyrus to both, he either goes one or the other. The Baal Amor was goyrus the first Ike Benayim makif in Nikif. So he said that the Machalikas Asugi is Baba Kama, because Baba Kama goes the other way. That Rabbi Yossi goes the Makel, Rabbi Yossi is the one that's only Machayi by Nikif. But Kenzan is another knave, what the Baal Amor means that it's a Machalikas Asugi. Maybe the Baal Amor learns that it's a Machalikas Asugi if you're talking about Machitis Panemius or Machitis Chitzonius. The Baal Amor learns that over here in Baba Basra it's Machitis Panemius. And that's his whole shot. It's Nagul Ligdor, and there's a Tviya of the Hezekiah. And if you would have asked him in the beginning, you would be a Tviya. No, you already built it, now it's too late. No, the Ramban was muttering on that, so why is it called Zenen of Zele Chosin and Baba Kama? Dr. Baal Amor, it's a machlekes asugis. Baba Kama learned it's taka mechitzas chitzonius. And that's what he means, it's a machlekes asugis. That over here by us, it's mechitzas chitzonius. And in Baba Kama, it's mechitzas chitzonius. Yeah. So we spoke out all the asach from the shittas in the Gedorim from Akifini. Faranda the sugi from Runyu. Faranda the maisa from Runyu. In the maisa from Runyu, it's mefor that be'emet, you weren't mechoyim. Ravina was a makif. Me'abra ruchaysof. And he wanted to be tevei Runyu. And he had to set up Runya with a gezel, a whole shadow why he was wanted to do it, but he framed him up, and he made a gezel, and the guy, and Runya started screaming, he says, oh, Zesta, you're Mechoyiv, and he was Mechayiv because of Gilei Das. That's the part of the story. The shayla gedoyl in the sugya of Runya is, why do you need to be mechayiv al kiloy das? What happens in a mechayiv of amad makif? If you learn, like most of your sois, there's a man the Omer that says amad makif is also mechayiv. Runya was makif me arva ruchos. Why wasn't he mechayiv? Let him take Runya to within Torah, and it's a mishnah in Babasu that you mechayiv when you makif. Only when Godar is rishenish nishlish is your potter. But Godar is revius, you are mechayiv. Why did he have to put Runya in his setup? So some rishonim say, because since it was already a long time, he was meichel him, he had to set him up and frame him up that he should realize that he's mechayiv. The Bir HaGros says that was the Rambam's makar, the Zetzain, the Friya, the Kesugya, by Churba. And he said there's a gevaldike chilek. A Churba is a suya lekach, to rebuild it. By the Bika, it's not a suya lekach. So when do we say that when you makif me'ar beruchais of your mechayiv? By a Churba. And the previous sugya that said you mechayiv amit makif is by Churba. But Ravina was talking, yeah, richtig a bika, and by bika it's not a suya lekach, and that's why Runya was not mechayiv unless there was a giloy das. And what does the giloy das do? The goyin, I think this is what he means, says a kneich. The giloy das makes it a suya lekach. We know in Gidrei Yoyrin there's a suya lekach and any a suya lekach. The giloy das of Runya is what was hoifich it to a suya lekach. But it's a noob shot in the Rambam. The Rambam's hefrus to learn the sugya of makif on daftal on the base that it was going by churva is from Runya. As I say, goyin. That if you by Runya, you see you only mechayiv al giloy das. We saw before amad makif is mechayiv. Teretz is ha bechurva, ha bebika. That's how the goyin learns in the Rambam. But then there's the mahalach of the riyaz, a very interesting maisa. The mahalach of the riyaz is as a the riyaz learns that we paskin like Rabbi Yossi of the last lashon. We paskin omad nikit is mechayiv, omad makif is not. It's a machlokes tanoim. The Riyaz says, when he's working out the ikra of the whole sheet, he says, we pass in only by Omad Nikif Yimachayim, Omad Makif is Potter. And what's his raya? From the story of Runya. He says, that's the raya. Anup Shat, the Mekas Yikum, he said, three Pshatim in Runya. Either Stamazi, who was a long time, he was ready pattering him, so he needed to create a new push here, kind of thing. Or we made a chilek of Churba and Biko, Bidas, the Rambam. But the Riyaz makes him a pech. He says, no, we pass in Omad Makif is Potter. We pass in only Omad Nikif is Machayim, only when there's a Gilei Das. Makif me Arbor, Chayim is Potter. And the Rai is from Runya. As I said to Riyaz, and I is Shita. You didn't see other Mishnah that said it. No, the Riyaz has a Ha'ara. If we're really going to go like the Shita, that Amad Makif is Potter, and the only reason you're Mechoyev by Amad Nikif is because of the Giloy Das. So basically, when it's a real Amad Nikif, the Nikif went and made the fourth wall. So you see, the Nikif wants walls. Over here by Runya, it wasn't Amad Nikif. Runya didn't go and build even one brick. Runya gave a scream when he saw you taking his stuff. He said, oh, you see, Amad. But say this, so Runya should pay for the price of a Shomer, which is the cheapest. Why is Runya mechuyif to pay for anything more than a shomer? If you're going, it's only kashin to the others. If you're going that the emes omad makif is potter, no, you need a mezunder and mechayiv omad nikif. So when the nikif builds, that shows he's in. Over here, Runya didn't build. He showed he was angry. So he'll pay a kopikis for the shmei for the shomer. Agar natira barzul. Zok to riyaz. Runya gave a zakishrei. That wasn't a gishrei. I say zok. That wasn't a scream of a shomer. That was a scream of a wall. Frektich the kasha, fine. But why does he have to pay for a bonnet? Kanem the soil is a wall. Not a shomer, I hear. He didn't want some a shomer. He saw already what's happening. The guys keep on taking it anyway. The shomer talks. A wall. Stay to a lumbish of what actually you can squeeze out of the riyaz. We said a word in Taisus earlier that the minute it's a wall, then there's no toil lemechza. If it's a wall already, then you got to pay for the full wall. If you're going to say, Lididi Sagali Pinatira Barzuza, which meant you want a Shoimer, and then you can say you only want that, or maybe an Ansadi's Machayev anymore. The minute we say the part that the Gishrei was a Gishrei that he wants a wall, Vos Faravant! The one that he built you, that's what you pay for. There's no saying, well, I want toil to Avonim, I'll pay for Kalan. There is no in between. He said this word in Taisus. Actually, we're going to buy it now from the Riyaz. But I'm going to that's a naive shot from the Riyaz in the story of Runya. That it's coming out Ladina that we passed in Omaz Makif is Potter. And only Omaz Nikif is Machayev. You need a Gil like that. That was the Gil like that. The Chiddush of the Riyaz. We said other Pshatim in Runya. For on the Tzveit Sugi of Runya, and the Tzveit Sugi of Runya is the Sugi of Bar Metzra. There's a Machlekes Rashi and Toysis. Rashi says three Pshatim. Over Hatzad HaShavash of a Kulon is that Rashi saying a Chiddush. That Din of the Bar Metzra is Al Asisa Yosher Vatoiv, and therefore, Yesh Merachim in Bedin. And all the Pshatim, the third and I'll clear about the first two for sure, in Rashi's Mavor, that even though Me'ikar Adin Ravina was right, Mitzad Din of the Bar Metzra succumbed to Ravina. No, he was told that he Mevater. Because Runya is such an oni, and the first shot is explaining that oni has supposed to essen. The second shot of Rashi is explaining why you have supposed to essen so much expenses in putting into the business. It's cost too much geld. The Adramatz of Shad, it just means that say a rich person, say a poor person at the end gets dalid amis lekvura. At the end, everyone goes to the same place. Because I stay in Yad Raman. But in all the pshatim, what's the point? A chiddush in the gedarim of bina de bar mitzvah that you're supposed to amal b'mavatim. Taisus, the Yisai argues on all the pshatim of Rashi. Because he said, ein merachim in bedin. In bar mitzvah, so come to him as a zayvi any other bin. Again, we've performed already the teretz, that Rashi holds that ibal bina de bar mitzvah is geboit of asisa yoshe v'atoy. Amal. The boomerangs, be Yoshiva Toys Tirani. Toys argues and he's Lehoyer Azazach. If it's fight down Bar Metzra, if Ravina was a Metzron and Runya wasn't, there wouldn't be a Sugya. So Toys is off the stoop shot that there was both Metzrons. Either that, but it was still a Chiddush. Either that Ravina was a Metzron from a few sides and Runya was only a Metzron from one side. We don't have a place to make the diagram here. There's a few ways how to do it. Or that Runya was only a Metzron Als Oris, not Als Mamish Bailam. And it was a chiddush that he should be mevater to a metzron that was only an artist. But vayder, the chilek in Rashi, Runya wasn't the metzron, and he was told to be mevater. So he says, "Argus ein merachim in the din," and he says, "Those is tukshav." Yeah, make a fang of the mishnah. So the mishnah is bad. Zok the mishnah. Koytul chosah shenofa. There's five shuras in this mishnah. In this mishnah, state as a. The first din is that a koytul chosah shenofa you mechuyev to rebuild. What's shot in that shura? It depends. If you hold Hezek Riya Shmei Hezek, so state of Aika that Hezek Riya Shmei Hezek. If you hold Hezek Riya Loi Shmei Hezek, the Gemara in Baba Basra that begs him and begs asks the Kasha, why are you Mechoyev? And the Gemara said, not all shiny. And there was a Machalikas Rashi and Toysis. Rashi said, Tarnas Ratsu Harishonim Bekoisel. And Toysis says, Hurgulu Lassis Divrei Hetzna. We spoke Barachov of Pshat in the Machalikas Rashi Toysis Fahanav Kamina Beinayim. Oh, but not to lose focus. It's Pshat in the Mishnah. This can Zayt the Gemaisim. We're learning it's Mishnais. Vosh Teta and Din from Boy, Mechayv and Isle of Moisim. If you hold Shmei Hezek, Shteta Shmei Hezek. If you hold Loi Shmei Hezek, Shteta and Mishnah not all shiny. The tzveita shura from the Mishnah is bechetka shenasan asher b'ray shalei nasan, that you can assume that he paid, and Rashi's madgish nitzgar avadois. You can assume b'avadois there's a hechacha like avadai he would have been soyegal of bevedin. If not, it's vadai that avadai they both paid. Even if you saw Reuben building himself, for sure he sent Shimon a bill. Shimon already paid. Unless you prove shalei nasan, machlokes Rashi in the Rosh. How do you prove shalei nasan? Is it enough that you prove that you went to him once and he didn't pay? And the Rosh, at least Rashi in the Rosh says no. You have to mamish prove that like zozer the whole time. That the ganze time he didn't pay. And if you can say, you caught him for 1 minute, he weren't there, he can say he paid. Actually, we rise along us. Frek Rabbi Kiva Eger, why do you need it that there's a vadoyis becheska shenosan? Let's say you wouldn't be vadoyis. We know Reuben built it and we have a machloikis. There's a din tayer Rebbeinayim. Shimon wants the time he paid. Reuben says not. Who's going to win? Shimon, I might make a veil of a riot. Reuben wants to squeeze geld out of Shimon. He's going to say, I paid you, prove me wrong. So why do you need the becheska? It's Zolainus Amos, why do you need it? So when Kiva Eger said it's an afkamino when the kaisel will fall down again. When the Kaisel will fall down again, and Reuven will be tough, and he wants to say, oh, that bottom of my mind, now you saw the tables turn. Then, but saying, even then, it's Becheska Shenosan. That says, you'll go back to the din of Lefikach of that base. Even if 46 years ago when they built the wall, we knew that Reuven built it, and we had never known if Shimon paid for it. So, Beshai, the Shimon was part of it. He said, I'm waiting for Rebel Mariah. But now that the Kaisel fell, and Reuven somehow got that on him. And then, Rebel or fell at us, or but he wants to say he built it. Now, already, it's not so possible. No. Becheska Shenosan, it's about Dois. So why does the Gemara ask the Pshita? We're not saying algemein emaisis of hamoitzim echevel of a raya. In the tzvei neshur from the Mishnah shteita zachen daka, that it's cheska shenosan, not stam that he's potter from pain. It's going to be bevadoyis that he paid. The dritte din of the Mishnah is that midal and amas ulamai le'ein mechayv and oisoy, that there's no chiv of hezekri more than four amas. It never said that in that base, rather here's the makar for it. Or as I state in the Mishnah. The fourth din of the Mishnah is against the sugyo. Somach loy koytel acher, afal pishel loy nosel olavis ha-tikro, megalgul and olavis ha-koyl. If one of them built more than four amis, you weren't mechuyif to be mishtatif with him. And you tackle work, you went and built it himself. Grab who gave you permission is not so posh, it could be you had to be masculine to let him do it. You don't want the extra of on your kaisel. Mechuyif is mishayim. Oh, but he went and built extra. So about it, the fifth thing is that becheska shalaynosan, you can't assume he paid until your mamash proves he did. But what's this mechayif? Anu mechayif of even akupi shalaynosan olav esatikra, even if he didn't banutzik with the wall. Now here we have a matzav of parallel walls. That says, in the kaisel beinayim, it was supposed to only be four amis. One of the shchenim decided to make it up till more than four amis. As I stam as I Reuven made it higher, Shimon is not mechayiv. But if Shimon did a pool that shows that he's interested, then he is mechayiv. What did he do? He built a wall parallel to it, the same height, or it's mechayiv, it's mechapal, it's mechakul. But he made a parallel wall, and we're going to be mechayiv. But state Mishnah afal pishaloi nosan olav esatikra. What's made this afal pishaloi nosan olav esatikra? What's this mechayiv? And the ikra shayla all the rishonim ask. There's no hanoi yet. If he put up a roof, I hear he's mene. But he didn't put the roof up yet. Loi nosan olav esatikra. So what is he mechayiv for? Is in Rabbeinu Gershom state, an interesting chiddush, not like all the other Rishonim, that he did put up a roof. Now he didn't lean the roof on your wall. But he's living there already. He put up a Peshvacha roof with extra poles, and he's banutzing zechut your wall already, a left and good, and he has, just it wasn't nothing all of a satik. But most of the Shalom learned that he didn't put up a roof yet, Bechlal. So there's no chiyuv of Nenna yet. And that's the big shayla. What is the mechayiv of this din of Samach Lekosh Lacher? And here comes the grosser ray that maybe it's together that he wants to be coined. And that we'll see in Ezra Shem.